When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with Don and Sam. It is New Year's Day, 2024.
Why is Don laughing about
that? I don't know. We've been doing this podcast, man, almost four years.
You've been doing it since August. I joined at the new start of the year, December. Or like
2020?
Yeah, 2020.
I started in 2019 or 2020?
You started in 2020. I came on August. 2021. Yeah, so.
Dang. And through the years, we've always done a... Do we do a New Year's the very first year?
I don't think so.
No, but we've been doing New Year's since then.
The second year, I know we did.
Actually New Year's Day, this time on a Monday, which is when we release our podcast. Don't forget, folks, this show is brought to you by Ink Nation. You can go to www.ink-nation.com to get some info. We got tickets for sale right now to meet Bam Margera, and Evans Blue is playing, which I just talked to Dan not that long ago about his airline tickets coming out to Oklahoma. So it's going to be a fun time. Check us out and check out the podcast on all podcasting platforms. All right, guys, 2023 has been a good year for the podcast. We've seen some growth. We've had some host changes. We've
had two host changes.
Every year we have host changes, I think, yeah. But the two constants are Sam and myself, and Don has been with us now for time flies.
I know I was the first. I was the last episode of the old platform and the first episode of the new platform. So that was June, I think. I think it was before my birthday, and my birthday is July. So I think it was June.
I forget how. I didn't even think about it, but we have changed our platforms in 2023. We used to only interview bands, and now we have a whole show, and we put the small snippet of, the full interview is only like 15 minutes long now. And we play their song. So we've changed our platform. And I like this platform better. It's more fun for us, I think.
And I'll tell you why. Sebastian says, man, I'm getting tired of asking the same questions, the same old bands for 30 minutes. And some bands we can have on, we could talk to them for hours. Some bands we get on, that 30 minutes just seems to drag out.
Oh, man. My God. Sometimes if the band's really boring, seems like it's 2 hours long, and I'm like, what do I even ask you dudes? Because you ask a question, and they give you like a one, you know, so where all have you played and toured?
All over.
Nashville.
I was saying like just that.
All over, just generalized. We've been everywhere. This one guy was on, I said, so your new song is out, came out on whatever date. He goes, yep.
Yeah,
when it came out,
One you're talking about. Uber driver.
God, we've had some fun guests and some not so fun guests on the show, but we always seem to have fun because even when the guest is not fun, I think we have fun.
Yeah, we try our best, anyways. Except for tonight. Sebastian don't feel good. Don's upset. I'm behind. I'm not upset.
I had a great day. I got bills paid. I got artists registered and paid, and
vendors, we have more rolling. Vendors registered also.
Yeah, I'm just rocking and rolling today. I almost got hit, mad. You know. The universe saved me from that because they made me stall my car. I'm golden.
Well, you didn't get a ticket, so that's good.
I
I mean,
no,
you,
I almost got T-boned.
The year of tickets for Don. Don, how many tickets have you had this year alone?
We're not gonna talk Sebastian's about that. Car. In fact, I have one to pay January 5th that I'm gonna have to ask for a continuance on. So we're not gonna talk about this, okay?
Sebastian car is too broom broom fast. Too fast.
You drive and you don't realize you're going 100. You feel like you're going 60, and next thing you know, you're going.
You know why? Because hers makes noise. Yours doesn't.
I just wanted to get home. I was exhausted. Okay.
Yeah. I felt for you guys. That's a long way home. But hey, let's take a look at one of the first bands that we had on the top of the year. One of our favorite bands that are doing really good this year. What's up?
I was just going to say this episode, we are going to be playing some of our favorite older episodes, just kind of touching base on them. So that's where this episode's going. Plus some music that's came out through 2023. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay. I didn't know he had a whole spew.
I didn't either.
That's right. So one of the first bands that we interviewed earlier this year, and one of our favorites, is Elias from Nonpoint. So let's take a look.
Wizard of Oz themed.
Yeah, we're taking a reimagined angle on the Wizard of Oz. It's called the Emerald Cities Tour. Mm-hmm. We're taking the metaphor of the Emerald City and attaching it to all those, you know, billion-dollar high rises that we all aspire to live in the penthouse and the tower suites of, and you know, while we sit on the outsides of the walls of the Emerald City, you know, fighting witches and flying monkeys. So it's
every
it's,
day, it, every day.
Yeah. So we're, you know, I feel like we're really the characters of the story. You know, hardworking, you know, tin men and, you know, lions just trying to, you know, be courageous in their lives, and, you know, people trying to think their ways through their lives. And some of us just want a really cool home to go home to. So, you know, it really rung with me way back when, and, you know, when we had the opportunity to do something and think of something this deep, when we went independent, we thought, you know, this is the time.
That's cool to be able to have. It's nice to be independent and really have, I guess, a lot more freedom to do what you want to do. Because when you're tied to a label, are you even able to do stuff like this, or is it like just a bunch of people telling you what you?
Well,
have?
I'm sure you can. I don't know what it would take for other bands to do it, but to plan this deep and this many EPs or this many records in, that is a task that would be kind of difficult, I feel like, under a major label, because there's a lot of risk involved in something like this.
Yeah.
Just ask Mr. Roboto and the dudes in Domo Arigato. That was it. But then you get concept records like The Wall.
Yeah.
You know, records like that really rang true. This one's more for, you know, it's like the blue collar, you know, all the four characters of you know, that story. We're real, you know, you can see a little bit of us in every single one of those. And I think that's why the author, you know, made those characters who they are. And the wizard who he is, where, you know, you finally do get through the walls and you get up the tower and you meet the man, the myth, and the legend. You find out it's more of a myth than it is an actual legend. So, you know, and then he goes on to tell these characters that it's really about what you guys are doing on that outside that really make or break what life's all about. So, you know, we want to give people that same kind of feeling that we try to accomplish with Nonpoint Music, which is uplifting and you know, help them through the journey down the yellow brick road, I guess.
All right, there was Elias from Nonpoint. You can check out all of these interviews that we play clips of on YouTube or on Spotify or Apple, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your listen to your podcast or watch your podcast. I enjoy listening to it more than I do watching it because I don't like seeing my face. Yep. I don't even like hearing my voice, to be honest with you.
He just doesn't like himself. That's probably what he's gonna, you know, this year,
love.
this year was, you know, one of the things a lot of people do is take a look at all the weird stuff that happened this year. So I wanted to go over just a little bit of some of the weird stuff, and maybe you guys can add some stuff that you guys remember. I was going to have a whole list and everything like that, but I was like, you know what? I'll just go off memory. Cause let's see, cause every year that you get older, you think it might've just happened or it happened like 5 years ago. I know everyone is guilty of this, and I'm not only one, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this year for me, for 2023, some of the weird things, we had a we had the UFO thing. We had Tom DeLonge coming out, and the Congress, and everyone's like, yep, UFOs are real. That's it. Nothing more. And they're like, oh, okay. And no one said a word. Whereas the lead up to that with Tom DeLonge and To the Stars Academy or whatever it's called, we're all, yeah, expose these mofos. We're going to talk about. And then we exposed it. Nothing.
You know why? Because the media will take your thought process and move it in another direction away from that to make something else in the forefront of your mind. Rather than the government just saying, yep, aliens are real. They didn't talk about it for that long on the news, like at all.
No, they didn't.
It was only a deterrence anyway for what they were doing with China and Russia. So
Don, that's when they introduce a new item on the McDonald's menu. That's when they're trying to cover it up. Don't you remember that? But I think you put that in correlation with the moon landing was fake conspiracies, the flat earth conspiracies. And I think people are just getting desensitized to maybe.
Well, yeah. So just today I was watching this thing about the Mandela effect, which is something that we had talked about on the podcast. Yep. And there's a lady going crazy swearing there's a cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom t-shirt. Well, she found it. And she's like, boom, here it is. And you can tell it doesn't look new. It looks like it's a faded shirt. And
she cut it off her husband's underwear. That's what she did.
No, it's a t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt. Because they listed online their time frames of how their logos have changed. Right. And not a single one of them had that cornucopia. And she's like, bull crap. Watch this. And yeah, no.
And that's why I think everyone needs to be aware in 2024 and onward. The internet is not the safest place to get your information. You should really, really do a lot more research outside of that. But we can't really bring back libraries like we could we? I mean, because no one wants to. That was a lot of work back in the days, clipping all the newspapers and all those kind of things. So where are we going in 2024? I just hope that we're going to a good place and we're not going to do something that's totally weird or out of the norm. Well, it's already totally weird and out of the norm, but what I'm saying, it's safer. Well, I mean, remember when we were introduced to the internet, this is supposed to be a safe, who am I kidding? It was never going to be safe. It was always going
to
be.
Well, no matter what, you try to make something safe and it gives people more knowledge, more access to everything. But with that is going to come hackers. The bad people, the evil people, the ones that want to screw the world up.
You mean send out emails with your logo on it and not be representing you?
Yeah, so whoever's doing that. Send out Ink Nation stuff that has nothing to do with Ink Nation. And I think they're just trying to get money, but that's what happens. You put yourself out there. People take advantage. And people take advantage of the weak. It's like, you know, my old business partner's mom got a phone call asking for a social security number or they were going to repossess, blah, blah, blah. This like 70-something-year-old lady gives this dude from some other country her social security number.
Yep. That's why
I
don't really mean to sound mean, but if you call me and you sound like you're from another country asking for something that could be private information or wanting access to something, I'm sorry. If I'm not looking for it, I'm not giving you that information.
Before we play the song from I Prevail, I do want to say I do not believe in New Year resolutions. Oh, no. You're going to go to the gym all of a sudden. Now, all of a sudden, the new year, new me. Now you're motivated. No, you're not motivated. You hungover piece of shit. You're going to stay at your house and not go to the gym. Wait till the next day, which you're still not going to go. And if you do go, it might last a week because resolutions don't last. If you really want to make a change, you're going to make that change before. You know when people quit smoking, go to the gym on the day after New Year's? A lot.
Right.
99% of it, maybe 1% it works for. The other ones are going to pick up another cigarettes, pack of cigarettes up on the way to the gym, and then say, fuck it, and then not go work out anymore.
And if you don't make a resolution, you can't call yourself a quitter if it doesn't happen. So
that's
how I look at it. That's the way I look at it. I don't know if that's
true. Let's play this song from I Prevail. It is called Deep End. Right here on the loud spot.
Tells me I'll be fine. Everything is not all fucking gay. Oh, but they can't tell me why. I put the picture on the shelf, leave the memory behind. But the truth is I can't say goodbye. So I made friends with all my demons. Let them sink their teeth in. Got used to the feeling of letting it go. So give me something to believe in. Throw me in the deep end. It all feels the same with your eyes closed. So you can go. On the same old path again, from where I'm at to where I've been. I drift away and you pull me in, but the waves are deep and I'm wearing thin. Yeah, I call myself in a lie. Guess I'm just calling to say you were right. I carry the weight of the world in my head and it keeps me up at night. And everybody tells me it's alright. Everybody tells me I'll be fine. Everything is not a fucking cave. Out of all the times that I've tried, I find the air is thin and I'm against the wind with each mountain left that I climb. But the truth is I can't say goodbye. So I made friends with all my demons. Let them sink their teeth in. Got used to the feeling of letting it go. So give me something to believe in. Throw me in the deep end. It all feels the same with your eyes closed. So you can throw me in the deep end. Deep end. Deep end. Cause everything is changing. Memories are fading. Tell me that I'm fucked up. I wanna hear you say it. All my fears are slowly rearranging. Push them all aside, but I can feel the weight. Everything is changing. Memories are fading. Tell me that I'm fucked up. I wanna hear you say it. All my fears are slowly rearranging. Push them all aside, but I can feel the weight. So I made friends with all my demons. Let them sink their teeth in. Got used to the feeling of letting it go. So give me something to believe in. Throw me in the deep end. It all feels the same with your eyes closed. So you can throw me in the deep end. Deep end. Deep end. Deep end.
Those guys were fun to see live in Oklahoma City. Don and I went to go see them at Catfest. And what?
Didn't you miss their set?
No, I know I caught their set. Okay. I missed half of Bad Omens.
Yeah.
And I missed.
You didn't miss half of Bad Omens.
I missed a couple of their songs. And then I missed the guys from Catch Your Breath.
And also 093.
Oh yeah, I really want to see 093.
Hey, you could pay a lot of money and miss almost a whole game of football. How about that?
Like that's what you did in Vegas.
I caught 1 minute and what was it? 57 seconds, I think, of the fourth quarter. So one of the other great interviews we had in a band that was kind of making their way back was Finger 11 this year. We had Sebastian and one of our old co-hosts. I know. I was just trying to. There's a lot of C's in there, or you know, C or K soundings. But had the chance to interview Scott and talk a little bit about their upcoming album, their upcoming greatest hits album, and also, you know, kind of the people you should be hanging around and what you should think and what kind of frame of mind. So let's take a look.
I want to say, though, as good luck may have your side and your back, you don't ever find the luck unless you keep on grinding. The luck will eventually find you. You'll eventually put at the right place at the right moment at the right time with the right people. Because if you just say, you know what, you know, there's plenty of times I've been embarrassed doing certain things, and I'm sure, I don't know if you've been embarrassed on stage or like, shit, that was a horrible show, and then you just kind of walk off with your tail between your legs thinking I just fucked up. But you get back up, you say, you're going to learn from that shit, and you're going to keep on going and keep on, because it will find you and you will wind up making it if you have that mentality.
So there's another good point. It took me a long time to learn, you know, it's only rock and roll. You know, the idea of when you fuck up on stage, you will fuck up.
Yeah.
And, you know,
What's your worst fuck up? I want to know.
There has to be one, like,
oh my fucking God, I fucked up.
Oh man, I mean, there's too many to mention, but like, I'll fuck up words, or like, you know, you won't hit the note, or you know what I mean? Like, you'll just have a shitty show.
Did you pee your pants?
You know, I've never pissed my pants, but I mean, you know.
Because I've seen that happen. I'm just curious.
No.
Because that would suck.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Tyler.
Now I'm going to be thinking about it the next fucking show. Man, well, the thing
if
is...
If you pee your pants after this, I get recognition.
I think he's too old for that.
I manifest that.
If I piss my pants, I've just got to remember it's only rock and roll, and
damn straight.
And then just remember, Kyla was still there. She never left. She never left.
I cursed you. Never left.
So, hey, anyways, you were saying something about, I don't know what we were talking about.
I guess I just mean you can't take it too seriously. You can't ruin the show for the crowd doesn't really give a fuck about the massive fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll get in my own head, you know, like where I used to when I was younger and just be like, oh, I couldn't get over myself, you know? And then the show gets ruined, not only for, you know, me, but like for everybody else. And it's like, no, it's okay. Just, you know, you fucking punched a hole in the canvas. It's all right. Like, just keep playing and have fun. Because that's what's nice about being in a band with the same dudes for so long. I think an audience can sense the genuine camaraderie.
Yeah.
And
they're shit-faced drunk. That's the best thing, too. You got to think of that. Like,
yeah, and they want to have a good time, and they deserve to have a good time. So like, let's not get in that way. Let's fucking, you know, let's go with them. So that's all. It's easier said than done sometimes when you're on the road and you're tired and like you're irritable. But like younger me was like, no, the show has to be perfect. No, it fucking doesn't. Those awesome moments of like, uh-oh, shit's going wrong. That's fun. That's the fun shit.
Yeah, every time, you know what, it's true, and it's all how you perceive things and how you take it in, because you could see a complete something that you screwed up on and just roll with it and go with the flow, and then you feel better about it. It's all your mental state and how you do things. You guys do have is this your first vinyl that you're coming out with on the greatest hits?
Oh, and Notre Dame is Sebastian there giving everyone. But I remember a time when you were upset. When we started this, you would get very caught up into, I made a mistake. And then, of course, we would do it live, though, too. So, I mean, that's probably why.
Sam's always like, quit giving your advice to everybody. I'm like, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. But, and also, too, I didn't want to harp too much on that one. But I was harping more on the whole, I remember a time when you used to get upset at yourself for making mistakes. You know.
Yeah, I don't so much anymore. It's more fun now.
You still overthink.
Yeah, but it's not like it used to be. It's changed. Yeah. I've changed. I'm a different man today than I was yesterday. You know what? Because I made a New Year's resolution.
Be a different man.
2023. Be a different person.
So one of our funnest episodes and one of the funnest bands we ever have on, and someone we really do call a friend from Australia, Total Buzzkill, and which they'll be on later this month. William from Total Buzzkill will be on as a guest co-host, a new thing we're doing. So you guys keep tuned with that. I would make a schedule, but it probably just isn't going to, it's just too much work to let you know who's coming on.
No but one cares. They're just going to come on and they'll be happy.
They're just going to come on. Sometimes we're probably going to call them the day of, say, hey, so-and-so just canceled. But one of the bands, Total Buzzkill, that we had on, they just released new music in 2023. And so we had a chance to take a look at some of their stuff. And I think it's one of the, just take a look.
Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my producer, Sam, down there, and new metal messiah, Diego, on the show. We also got a band called Total Buzzkill. We are hanging out with Harley and Will from the band all the way from Australia. So before we get the show started, I do want to remind everyone, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on all streaming podcast platforms. You may not understand them if you're here in America because they are Australian and none of us speak Australian. So we're going to wing the show and hopefully we get a little bit of what they're talking about.
We're going to overdub it with English.
Overdub, yeah.
English subtitles.
I'm a quarter Aussie and I can speak a little bit Australian. I can translate. I know that
you're a quarter dingo.
Quarter dingo. And as we were getting ready to kick this off, my first question was going to be, I'm very not on top of my game today.
Me neither.
We're in a little bit later than we normally are. That's fine. And my first question was going to be, wait a minute. I thought Australia was like on the other side. So why is it light outside when it's light here? It's 9 o'clock. No, it's 9 o'clock at night here, boys. Yeah, like, yeah, I completely forgot what time it was. It's fine.
It's fine. 9 p.m. here. What time is it over there?
Drink some Fosters and have a real good time.
It's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, 12
at p.m. in the day.
Yeah, can you translate?
It's tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Total Buzzkill, a great band. They've been on the show. Shit, you know what? Will's been on the show a few times. Was the band on twice or just
the band? Well, no, the band was on once, and then Will was on for. I think you guys were doing a
reaction.
Australian.
What do you call it?
Words like phrases and stuff.
Slang words that were different in America and Australia.
Yeah, it was a train wreck a little bit because Will was drunk and so was Sebastian.
No, I don't do that.
He said I don't do that.
Hey, you know what? I just put on Facebook. I said I'm not drunk. I said I'm not slurring my words. I'm speaking in cursive.
That's right. Yeah, nice.
Do you know what the funny thing is? When you're drunk, you can understand what I say perfectly. But when I'm drunk, I don't speak that Australian language, bro. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, I might move to Australia and live on the farm with you guys. So.
Yeah,
I was invited. It might be a thing. I might do it.
Dude, no, but we got it. We got to do eventually within the next couple of years. The Loud Spot has got to go over to Queensland and visit these guys in their backyard and do a couple videos because I think it would be hilarious.
That's cool. We do live in New South Wales, but we're about probably like 2 hours from the Queensland.
Oh, okay.
Border.
So New South Wales. All right.
You guys have White Claw?
Yes. It's huge over here.
It's everywhere.
And it's really only huge over here because it was huge over there first.
I was drinking White Claw with you the other night on video call.
He don't remember.
With me?
You don't remember?
He was hammered.
You video called me? I remember that.
You video called me late at night.
That's why you woke up naked.
I believe you. I believe you. I don't think so.
When you know he don't remember is when he says, who, me? Like you're talking to anybody else on you. Yeah, who, me? Yeah.
I'm not you. I'm not just somebody you video call and then forget about, Sebastian.
That's
it
right.
It hurts, you know.
I took my shirt off for you.
He's got feelings, Sebastian. You just put him to the side like all your other little.
I can.
What's the Australian version of a Karen?
Kaza.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything? Kaza.
You really got to get that house, I think, in Portuguese, though. Kaza.
No.
What? Well, no. You think everything's slanged in Australia. That's the biggest thing. Aussies are so big on their slang. So Everything's just changed. You can just make up your own word in Australian. Just people will know what you're immediately talking about. There's actually a clip.
Even if no one's heard it before, they just say whatever you want.
A guy goes to his car yard and he was like,
a random person that will call randomly for a video call. We call it a Sebi.
Shut up.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know,
I got that. It took me a minute to get
Sebastian,
it.
Sebastian wants to do the Sebi Awards. And
yeah. So, if I call you at 2 a.m, it's a Sebi.
Yeah, like Sebi. So can we solidify that now? If somebody calls you at 2 a.m. on a video call, that's a Sebi. So I got a Sebi from this dude the other night. Oh, that didn't sound good at all.
I still like that. We need to coin that. That's a Sebi. Sam, you're muted. Sam's new resolution is to not be muted.
Not be muted. That'd be great. So 2024. Let's get, if you get a phone call, a video call, it has to be a video call, like
it could be a phone call.
Oh, it can be a phone call.
Phone call or video call after midnight. It's either a regular Sebi or a video Sebi.
It's a Sebi. But however though. That's just called a booty call, usually.
I'm just calling random people.
All
right. I'm calling random people, and also want to do the Sebi Awards. Don't forget that.
That's right. So he wanted to do a Sebi. I don't think we have the budget for that.
No, I don't know.
We need some sponsors. So if you guys are out there listening, you want to sponsor the show.
I just got a piece of paper that says you win.
You
the Sebi Award. Like some scratch paper. All right, let's play Bad Omens, a band I love. Bad Omens. They got a song called
Manifesting Noah Sebastian to be on the show 2024.
That'd be awesome. We got him on. Let's play a song right now. Just Pretend, right here on the Loud Spot.
I'm not afraid of the war you've come to wage against my sins. I'm not okay. But I can try my best to just pretend. So will you wait me out? Or will you drown me out? So will you wait me out? Or will you drown me out? I can wait for you at the bottom. We'll try again.
would you say I'm worthy?
Would you say I'm worthy?
Now that's one Sebastian I like. Noah Sebastian, that is.
Sam, you're muted.
You know, I was going to say, with the new year, I was not going to be too many buttons. Forget it. Just too many buttons.
He gives.
There's a lot of buttons. The Word Alive is a band that I did not hear about. In fact, before they came on the show, I was like, I wasn't really in the mood to do it. And then I looked them up on Spotify. I was like, oh, damn, these guys got a following. Never heard of them before. Didn't really give two craps about them until all of a sudden I looked at their following and I was like, oh, I must have been sleeping on these dudes. And I was sleeping, yeah. And the episode wound up being pretty fun.
Now, we ended up talking, this clip that you're going to listen to or see, this is us talking about this. They just had a collapse of that underwater submarine. And so Sebastian was kind of talking a little bit about, what would you do for $1 million? And so one of the things that we thought we researched good was go to Mars. But apparently Telly is not big on flying. So
here we go. On Mars. And you said pretty much good luck getting me into outer space.
Yeah, yeah. You said that was from the Houston. Right.
So this came from the Houston Press, August 23rd, 2012.
I was gonna say the last interview. Yeah, I know Jeff. I think the last interview we did was maybe in like 2015 or something like that, or 2016. Nice guy. I have zero recollection of that. I personally, maybe I was just saying something to say something because who knows? Because, yeah, I don't want to go to space. I have no intention of being in a rocket launching off Earth. I don't want to go in a submarine. I don't want to go on a cruise. Like, I'm totally fine with being on land or flying when I have to. But, yeah, I have no intention of playing on Mars.
Are you a nervous flyer?
No, I'm not a nervous flyer. I like when I get to where I'm going. I don't like the travel part. It's, you know, I'm like one of those people, I have to get to the airport extra early because I hate the stress of like showing up late to an airport and you're rushing. And you're like, am I going to make my flight? I would rather get there early and chill than to like be one of those people. It's like, you only need 45 minutes. Oh, it's like, let's cut it close. I hate that. So I'm like that with all travel though. Like I'd rather like get there and be early and have time to chill than to be like, try to be right on time.
You should hear his bus calls, how he's yelling at all his other band members. Why aren't you here 2 hours before getting on the bus?
for me, I'm like, if there's nothing going on, I'm like, let's get out of here. Let's go. Cause you know, if we're on a bus, like, it doesn't really matter that much, but if we're in like a Sprinter, like we have been recently, I'm trying to get to the hotel and go to sleep.
Right.
So, okay. We're going to go back to outer space for a second.
No,
he didn't lose me.
Calm down, Joe Rogan. No one wants to go to outer space.
I'm thinking in my head as he's telling me this story, all I could think about is, okay, what if, hypothetically, the Word Alive gets offered to play a show on Mars? It's like with Slipknot and like Papa Roach and Falling in Reverse and Motionless in White. And you guys are... But you got to go on the spaceship to go to Mars, and you get paid $1 million to do it.
I mean, obviously, I would. But I want to say that's my dream. It's my worst nightmare that you're. It's like you're paying me enough to like risk dying. You know, I'm like, all right, I guess. Like, yeah, my family would be like, why did you turn down $1 million for one show? Like, idiot. No, I mean, yeah, of course. I think there's like there's a price for everything. Like, you know, someone who's like, I hate snakes. It's like, okay, well, for $1 million, would you do? You know, it's like a lot of people. It's like you don't hate it so much that you would spite your entire future.
I would, you know, what I would do? I would not jump out of an airplane for $5 million. I know I will die on the way down of a heart attack.
Yeah,
and then my chute still won't open. If I didn't have my chute wouldn't open, I would turn down, swear to God, anything. And I would do the Mars show, but I would not do it in a submarine. No freaking way. Especially after that submarine shit just happened.
You can't take a submarine to space, Sebastian.
I'm saying I wouldn't do it in the middle of the ocean.
I don't think you're in any danger of the submarine in space.
Exactly.
I'm saying I wouldn't go in deep.
It's kind of the same thing, though.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's an encapsulated. What he's saying is an encapsulated.
Oh, yeah.
And if anything happens, you can't be saved. Right. You're out in space. You're in a little canister. If something goes wrong, and it's going to explode or crush or whatever.
An aerosol cannon flying.
Yeah. It's the same.
I think I would rather die exploding in outer space than drowning in a submarine.
I mean, look, it's going to be instantaneous either way. So
I don't know. That was actually a really fun interview. I remember during that interview, Sam had gave me a bunch of pointers or things to talk about, and none of them, like, they wind up all mostly being incorrect and wrong. And you're muted again, Sam.
I'm just gonna
you're
keep
three
muted.
For, you're three for yeah, three.
No, there was three other ones that I wasn't muted.
I told you resolutions don't work.
That's right.
Told you resolutions don't work. Speaking of, even though I do not like resolutions, what is something maybe you want to change about yourself? Because we all have something to change about ourselves. And in 2024, maybe not a resolution, but more of a goal. And maybe quit yelling at Sam so much. is my goal.
No, stop. That's the only thing that keeps me alive, I think, sometimes. Is all the stress
that I put you through. Are you losing your hair yet because of me?
Yeah, probably. I'm darn near. I'll go first. I want to get off the road in 2024. So this will be my last year out on the road. So hopefully we'll see if that happens.
I want to spend more time on the water.
The lake?
The lake?
Any water. The ocean, the lake, any water.
Sebastian, go over to her house, take the hose, put it on the ground.
No, this year, 2023, I overloaded myself with concerts. That was my goal. I wanted 2023 to be as many concerts as I could financially get to that were close to me. And I achieved that. And so for 2024, instead of doing concerts, I want my other zen, which is water. So whether that's camping at the lake or going to the beach, that's what I'm going to be doing 2024.
I think on a serious note, I think that I want to focus on the tattoo convention and maybe some other conventions. Look, already looking forward to next year. That's how I am as a person. I like to see things through and make sure they happen. So a goal of mine is just to keep doing what I'm doing and hopefully grow this thing and take it more than just Oklahoma.
But it's going to be more than Oklahoma. Come on now.
Yeah,
but the loud spot, he wants to shut that stuff down.
And we need to grow. You know, the tattoo convention is going to help the loud spot, I think. That's what I'm hoping.
No,
they all kind of go together.
I don't think so.
Don's optimistic over here.
Of course. You have to be optimistic in today's world. If you're a pessimist, you ain't going to get nowhere.
Because all you're
doing is putting the negative energy out there to where you can't get the good energy in. So if
you heard of these girls named Karen? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I laugh at them. Whenever I encounter a Karen, I laugh at them and go, oh, bless your heart. And I walk away.
We need to make a viral video. We need to get Ronnie Radke on the show also at some point for Falling in Reverse. Would love to have him on the show, even if it's just for 15 minutes. But if he does come on, maybe a longer one, but 15 minutes. And they've come out with some great bangers this year. And this one is called Watch the World Burn. I love all their songs. Let's play that right now on the Loud Spot.
Yeah, I got voices in my head again. Tread carefully, and I don't medicate, it helps me temporarily.
I got problems, I got issues, yeah, apparently. Trauma that I'm burying, I think I need some therapy. I battle depression, I'm back with a message. I'm asking the question that if you hate me, why you acting obsessive? I'm past a point and no return, fuck being passive aggressive. I'll brandish a weapon, teach all you motherfuckers a lesson, yeah. I actually battle my demons and shadows, and swimming the deep and creeping the shallows. I'm lost, gotta admit that I'm living the life that I've always wanted when it comes to the cause, yeah. So licking the charms, I'm fixing to rip me apart. I'm swimming with sharks, I'm lifting the bar, I'm lifting the end of the stars. I'm like I shot up adrenaline, mixed with some adrenaline. Started a battle, but bitch, I'm a finishing. Think you can stop me, not even a little bit. Nowadays, everybody's so sensitive. Picking my voice and you're picking apart. Tripping on nothing, just get in the car. Gripping and ripping and sticking the mark. I'm tipping that
I got enemies trying to get rid of me. Evil tendencies are fucking with me mentally. I got people that don't like me in the industry. I can feel your energy, you were not a friend of me.
Cause I have been to places that you never wanna go, yeah. I got dirt on people, but they act like I don't know, yeah. I can do some damage, but I'll never rock the boat. All it takes is one post, yeah. With some fun like dominoes, yeah.
You'll never get rid of me, too many enemies. Ripping my image from you to my history. In it a mystery, put every enemy out of the misery. Somebody send me some positive energy. I'm about to go dark, I'm about to go dizzy. Into the darkness, into infinity. Shut you motherfuckers up! You listening?
Stacking every little pretty penny, then I'm getting it. I'm never giving in to anybody. Always winning, never kidding. When I die, I'm taking everybody with me. You're never gonna get me, cause you never see a simple. Yeah, my motherfucking god, you're a light gone. I'm a type on, I'm a vibe wrong, it's my honor. I'm killing syllables of the letter of Philippa. I'm a lyrical, typical, super villain. I'm venomous, and I'm never gonna stop until they put me on top of the list.
Control the monster any longer that's inside.
The
pain and sorrow left us all alone. Tomorrow's hard to swallow. Death is calling, so I'm crawling. Tightrope walking, now I'm falling down. Like missiles falling from the sky. Couldn't save us. Pain and sorrow left us all alone. Here today, but gone tomorrow.
The pain inside is the fuel that drives this flesh and the death-defying, hypnotizing.
One day you're gonna figure out that everything they taught you was a lie. Watch the world burn.
I don't know who does not like that song. That is such a good song. And you're muted again, Sam. Are you doing that on purpose?
How about you just not say anything about it and then let me just come in? Because I know the reason why is we got two different screens and I'm down here at the bottom, like where Don was. So Don is obviously somewhere. So that's why I got to come back up to unmute myself. And I turn myself off because I talk in between. So.
Oh, if I don't say anything, though, you'll forget, and then we'll just be sitting here acting like we're hearing you say something.
That's right. What was that look for, Don?
I'm looking, and I see a mute button here and a mute button here, and they're in two different locations. I always just leave my mouse on the mic.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, there is two different one on our screen and one right there on a little bar. It's all the entire time. This whole entire time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Neither did I. Either.
Yeah, really? So I knew something y'all didn't, and I'm the newbie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Speaking of newbie, we got a clip with you. We got a Halloween special that we did not so long ago. It really just seems like it was the other week.
Yeah, it does.
I'm still taking paint off my face.
Let's roll that clip. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, here with Don, Diego, and of course, Sam is here. We are dressed up for Halloween. We are all Mario characters. I think Sam wins the costume, though.
I'm here to investigate your pipe, Sam.
You like to shift through the crap that I have?
Yeah, let me get it locked up. It doesn't go that big. Is this sufficient enough?
Yeah, something like that.
So I was supposed to be Bowser tonight, but I couldn't find a Bowser costume along the route heading out here to Fort Wayne, Indiana. So I had to make do with what I had and what I think. And so I came as the mystery box because, just like Bowser, I'm supposed to be the a-hole that everyone assumes I am. But tonight I'm going to be the inanimate object that everyone punches to get stuff out of.
That's right. Sam used to get punches by us. You know, before you respond, Sam, on tonight's episode, we do have Casey Carlson from a band called Deadlands. And then we also have Waylon Reeves, who's coming on later on in the show. And he's in a band called A Killer's Confession. This is our Halloween episode. We got some good music. We got Thriller that we're going to play later. Hopefully YouTube allows it. It will be on audio, though, and that is by the band No Resolve, featuring what, From Ashes to New, I think. And then Ice Nine Kills. Yep. You can't have a Halloween podcast and not play Ice Nine Kills, I feel.
Well, I just have to
that's
say.
That's right. And they just released that. They just released it, so.
I just have to say that Sam is the best looking mystery box that I've seen since my community college days.
That's right. You know, you could have almost, you can actually use that also for Dick in the Box.
You can pound it and pound it, and you never know what you're going to get out of it.
Got my dick in the box. Got my dick in the box, baby.
You could reuse that. You literally could reuse it. That's right. Step one. Don't you got to buy a box? Get a box.
Cut a hole in the box.
I thought it was step one. You got to buy a box.
Step two. You guys remember step two?
Oh, man.
You guys
put your dick in the box.
Junk in the box. Put your junk in the box.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
What's step three?
Three. Pound it till it gives you mushrooms.
No. Yeah, that's right. No. That's right.
I tried.
Yep. Yeah. That's. Yeah. All right. We're gonna have mushroom jokes all night long, folks. And don't forget, guys, if you're listening to us on any kind of platform, click that like and subscribe button, or if you're listening to us on one of the internet radio stations, recommend that you love hearing us on, and you're requesting more, like 8 hours with more. I don't know.
8 hours of the loud spot. You know, every time I say the loud spot, people are like, what? What'd you say? I'm like, the
loud
spot. It's a me, Luigi.
I have the same issue with people. They're like, huh?
Look at Diego's mustache moving around. You know, it's a loud
$5 for this mustache ride.
It's a me, a Mario. I come to lay the pipe.
I will give you a $3.99 a ride.
That could be any Italian person.
I know. It just happens. That's what I am, everybody.
Sorry, Jackson. Just offended the whole country.
That's okay.
I love you. I love you, Jackson. We're paisan. Yeah, it's fine.
I do. Fun times on the loud spot. You know, and Don, you have that issue also, huh? When you said the loud spot, people are like, huh?
Uh-huh. I do.
Is it hard to understand? I didn't think so.
At first I thought maybe it was just my accent, you know, and, you know, speaking a little fast, but no, it's just one, I have to pull out the sticker, and that's why I carry stickers in my wallet all the time. Cause whenever they say, huh, I don't repeat myself. I just hand them the sticker and they're like, oh, okay. There you go.
I'm going to try to be a better listener. How about that? I'll try to be a better listener in 2024. It's not going to happen, but I'm going to try.
This year alone, you have listened a lot. You should maybe be a better, not so attacker.
Yeah.
He'll say something. He doesn't mean it like that. He's trying to construct something around it, but man, it hurts. It's like, what? The thing you said from a couple of nights back, and I was like, Sebastian, did you even hear what you just said to me? You hurt my feelings on that one. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
I do. I know. It's something I do.
That's right. That we all have our flaws. I get stressed out. How about that?
But we do.
And I'm just the one over here smiling and laughing, not giving.
You're full of it. You are full of it, and I'll call you out on it.
Go ahead, call me out on it.
You're devious to it when it comes to that. You're, uh-huh. you just didn't.
you, I can read your face like you could read mine. Come on.
My face does say a lot more than my mouth does. But generally, if my face is speaking, it's because what would come out of my mouth is very hurtful.
So. I think Sam has the same problem, because I'll tell Sam something. But you know, Sam does take things literally. Like, I wrote a song not that long ago with Oscar and the Birdman. And I was like, that's the best song ever. Sam's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is. It is the best song. That's going to win awards. And he's like, no,
is that
it's
the most
not
recent
Sebastian.
One?
Yeah. Yes. No, it's not, Sebastian. I'm like, yes, it is, Sam. And I said it just to kind of piss
he
him
does
off.
It, yeah, he does it too. And he gets me. He gets me good, because I'm thinking he's serious about it. And it's like, because I believe you should tell your friends the truth and not sugarfoot around it. But there's some things you can be like, yeah, that was good. You did a great job. This one, no. I'm not.
And the more
you
tell me it sucks, the more I'm like, dude, it's like the best thing I ever wrote in my life.
And that's why I just smile and laugh and go, uh-huh.
Muchachos, machos. Not right. That one. We do want, you know, we're played on like 5 different radio stations right
that's
now.
That's right. We picked up some radio stations this year. We got Dark Haven Radio out of Canada. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you carrying our stuff. We have Digital Revolution Radio out of Connecticut. So we appreciate you. Of course, I think Dwayne's been here over a year, but I'm not quite sure. I ended up
Radical Online.
Yeah, Radical Online Radio. So thank you, Dwayne, for having us on your radio station. And of course, the Asylum Radio Network with Diego. And as you guys know, Diego, unfortunately, he has a very stressful job. So he's busy doing that. We don't know if we'll see Diego again. He might get lost in the boxes. So, but
I'm sure he'll come back on every now and again. I'm sure he'll be on here. But listen, if we forgot a radio station that plays us, we're sorry. That's why you should never just mention him, because it's like when you win an award, you think this person, like on TV, right. You always forget someone who's like, what about me?
Right.
That's sorry.
But if you would like our program, and you happen to listen to our program, and you actually run a radio station, hey, just let us know. We can only probably stay digital right now because we cuss way too much.
Yeah, we're working on it. We were working on it. We stopped. We do want to thank everyone that listens to The Loud Spot. We hope everybody has a happy New Year's. Hope you had a Merry Christmas 2024. We wish you all the best. Stay tuned. Listen to The Loud Spot. We always have new things in the works, new things coming on, and new guests that we're going to be talking to. So I guess that's all the time we got on this episode. Once again, thank you, everybody. Peace out. Rock on. Oh, you know what? Peace out. Peace out. Rock on. And much love. I had a pen in my hand.
This is The Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic. Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this The Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again? Yes. Does everything that's good really have to end? Yes. A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.